Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. You must know at least one child who has a food allergy. Understanding why so many kids face this problem is something scientists have been studying, and now they've identified another cause, secondhand smoke.
A new Swedish study found children exposed to secondhand smoke face a greater risk for developing sensitivities to certain foods. The foods are what you'd predict: cow's milk, eggs, wheat, peanut, and fish.
It was a large study which enrolled more than 3,300 children. They were followed from birth to age 16. Researchers used questionnaires to track the kids' exposures to secondhand smoke and their symptoms from food allergies.
The results show a clear relationship between secondhand smoke and sensitivity to food starting at age 4. The effects persisted into adolescence. Food allergies can have a tremendous impact on children's lives. The healthcare cost to manage this long-term health problem is significant.
Hundreds of chemicals in secondhand smoke are toxic, and at least 70 are carcinogens. In the U.S., it is estimated 2.5 million non-smokers have died from exposure to secondhand smoke since the mid-1960s.
In children, there's strong evidence secondhand smoke leads to more severe and frequent asthma attacks and increases other respiratory and ear infections. During pregnancy, smoking can be deadly. It causes the deaths of 1,000 babies each year.
So how can you protect your children from the health effects of secondhand smoke? It's easy. Don't smoke or allow others to smoke where you live or in your car, and choose a smoke-free daycare.
Though logical, people often find these decisions hard to make, especially faced with family members who smoke. But now there's one more reason to say no.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.